Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, are you okay? Recovered from marching?
Rick, very busy weekend as we started the footy many, many days ago. We saw a game out at Port Districts in Glenunga, Div 1,
really?
Top 2 size. Yeah. Really good game.
Did you march there as well?
Oh, played the bugle out there. Yeah.
Can you play the bugle?
No. Anyway, good game of footy. Scotty Lysett plays there now.
Oh, right. It's interesting you mentioned the bugle because I went to 2 games over the weekend and neither of the blokes could play the bugle.
Well, that made 3 of us.
Yeah.
Then I went to Adelaide Oval. Rick went through, saw your beautiful photo of you. In the Saka room there.
Sheffield Children.
Oh, wow. You came up a treat, Rick. Yeah, saw the photo.
Why don't you tell the listeners what you actually said? He was very rude to me, good people. And so I said to him, Phil, at least my photograph's up there.
Yeah. Else he didn't get mine.
And he said he looked for his in the toilet, but it wasn't there either.
I saw my phone number. Yeah, I must recommend...
Do you get many responses to that phone number? You can't say that anymore.
No, you can't. I must recommend the Adelaide tour, Rick. Fantastic.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, my mate Peter Mitchell came over for the weekend, done the Adelaide tour, and then jumped off the bus, went and watched North and the Crows at Prospect. Good game of footy.
Oh, right.
Good game of footy.
Right. It's just interrupting for a second for our listeners. If you haven't, you do not have to be necessarily an avid cricket or football supporter, but if you really want, and Phil's correct, and I've been fortunate enough to do it as well, do yourself a favour, as Molly would say, and book yourself an Adelaide Oval tour.
Yeah, it's only 20-odd bucks, an hour and a half, 90 minutes. Yeah. So,
and what you see, it's not just sitting looking at the oval, you see the guts and the underneath, honestly, listeners, it is well worth the 20 bucks.
Yeah, 20-odd bucks it cost us, yeah. Pensioners.
I was wheelchaired around anyway.
Oh, you would have. Wheelchaired out there when you played. So that was my weekend. Busy weekend. Plenty of footy and plenty of sport.
Yes.
Quickly, Rick, I did forget last show, which is not like me. Good mate of mine, Liam Buckley, played in the disability bowls final and won it. Congratulations.
Well done.
Young Liam. I'll call him young because he's got 30-odd years on me. And so well done, Liam. You're a bloody champ.
That makes him about 48.
No, he's my son's age. He went to school with him. Okay, moving on to the BLNG football.
Yeah. Well, it was a big weekend. I guess you could argue it was a big weekend in all leagues. For those who didn't realise, the BLNG, for what it was worth, split the round into 2. They had 2 games on Anzac Day, one of which was the evening game at 6 p.m. at Williston, which I will very briefly mention in a moment, and then 2 games on Saturday as well.
Missed the digit on Central's score, didn't they? 205 to, was it a draw? 205 each or?
To 25.
205 to 25.
Well,
good game of footy.
Oh,
lucky you couldn't see it, Rick.
Well, there's the first issue. How the new, and that's what they are relatively, how the new Williston Lights to light the ground have passed the required registration for night football is beyond my imagination. It was so dark. And it wasn't just me. It was all the spectators around me. You basically could not see any of the play on the far side of the ground. And perhaps the saving grace, at least, was that it was a full moon. And when that rose...
Is that when you bent over?
It added a few candle power.
Yeah.
Honestly, they should not.
Well, they've played 2 home games already this year. But no wonder they're winning, Williston.
Well... They
must have better eyes.
No, you know what?
They've
worked it out. Oh, no, they're very smart. I was shocked when they ran onto the ground, Williston, but they all had miners' helmets on with lights.
They had the scoreboard going. You wouldn't have been able to read the scoreboard over there, would you?
No. In fact, the reality is, good listeners, if I hadn't had my binoculars, you could not have seen the game on the far side of the ground.
For the Bross Elite
and
look
so,
at,
well, it's ridiculous. I mean, whoever assessed those lights as being satisfactory. Anyway, again,
game.
It was a shocking game. To be honest, it was really a matter of A grade playing B or C grade. Yeah. Now, in a sense, I mean, Gawler Central have lost players from last year, but in another sense, they had Buckleys because they were missing basically eight of what would be their normal starting side.
Yep.
Because they've copped it already. Injuries, two suspensions for sling tackles from the game the week before, which I saw, and I didn't see either of them, so they couldn't have been two. Anyway, so there were suspensions and injuries, and so they... that score is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I had a bit of a giggle when I saw it. I thought, what? Nah, you know. Anyway, evidently a good game up at Angaston, 39-78, the score tells us a little bit of a difference there. I think we realise that Newry are going to be a bit better than Angaston, but beautiful day apparently up there, and they had the pipe bands and everything up there, and apparently a real good day. So Newry getting over the line there. Barossa and Angaston, which you did cover, Barossa 56, Tanunda 90.
Yeah, well, interesting thing is, I'm not going to go through it in detail. I, particularly with the loss of Shillabeer and Ryswick from the Barossa side, 100 goals between them last season. And I mean, I was hoping not to have to watch a game like Thursday night's, but I was expecting Barossa to really get flogged. Now, the scoreboard is a little bit false in the sense that although in the end they got beaten, as I were comfortably, they really gave Tanunda a run for their money and in fact played a style of football which I was quite impressed by. And they're probably a big, strong defender and forward short of the real deal.
Yep.
But they've got Mazone and a few others there.
Dewey and,
They will upset a few sides during the season.
There you go.
Not a bad game.
Yep. And then the last game, timekeeper was upset. He rang me yesterday. He actually rang me Saturday night. Freeling 98, Kapunda 53. I thought it might have been a bit closer than that. I'm not surprised Freeling beat him.
No.
But, he was very disappointed.
Yeah, well, he would be thinking the worst right now because I thought that they'd get a lot closer. I really think, and it's very early days to call any of this, but I think on what I've seen, I'll be very surprised if Gawler Central win a game, even against those two.
Yep, yep.
But I think the bottom three is sealed already.
I agree, and I reckon the top four are just about sealed too, which we have at the moment, not in this order, I don't believe it'll finish. Williston, Newry, South and Tanunda. Angaston and Tanunda could probably swap around, I don't know, see how the year goes. But I think the others are just going to struggle. Freeling, Kapunda, Barossa and Central, I think they're just going to make up the numbers, aren't they?
I really think that you could write down in A order the top two will be South and Newry, and then I think that third and fourth will be out of those three sides, Angaston, Williston and who's the other one I missed? Angaston, Williston and...
Kapunda? Oh, sorry, Newry, Williston, Newry, South and Tanunda.
Tanunda's the other one.
Yep. Okay, getting on to this week, Rick. We'll have a quick tip as we're going along.
Certainly.
Central versus Barossa via Power Pack game there.
Oh, Barossa will win.
Barossa for me. That could be the game you get to cover this week.
How lucky could I be?
Take your knitting. Newry and Williston. Be a good game.
Now, that will be a good game.
That's probably
It will be the game of the round, I would think. And that will be a very good test to see just where Williston are at.
Mm.
You can't judge Williston on what I saw Thursday night because there was no opposition.
Yeah.
They do have some good ball magnets.
Yeah, Hoskins are big in.
That's right. And, you know, you've got Isaiah McKenzie and you've got, of course, Earlham. But, yes, that'll be a good measuring stick.
Yep.
I'll go for...
Oh, yes. Newry for me.
Well, I'll go different. I'll go Williston.
Okay. Kapunda and Angaston. At Kapunda, at Dutton Park.
With all due
Warren's
respect
cleaning
to the
toilets now.
Yeah, with all due respect to the timekeeper, Anguston will win that comfortably.
Anguston for me. And the last game, unfortunately, the scoreboard's getting extended. I came on the train this morning. I was wondering what he was doing up there. South and Freeling.
Oh, dear.
South.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
you know,
their big cricket.
Matter
sport.
Of how much.
And Tanunda got the bye.
Yes.
So that's probably our.
Now, AFL.
That's probably, yep.
Phil, how did your mighty Port Power go?
They were ordinary, Rick.
Ordinary?
Yes, very ordinary. And now we've got injuries, three injuries. So,
But they've got the coach to cover that, haven't they? Kenny?
Is he playing? Might as well. No, it was an ordinary game. Very scrappy, a lot of mistakes. Goal, nine we kick.
Well, hang on. What's different to the last 5 years?
Nothing.
I couldn't believe it, good listeners. My dear other half and I went and saw Tina, the musical. And, of course, we caught the train in and were sitting there to get the train out. And it so happens to be half time. This is serious, folks. Half time for the footy, Port versus St Kilda.
Yep.
And I couldn't believe the number of Port supporters that were walking into the railway station having left the game at
half time. Wow.
So I thought, gee,
good
it
crowd.
Must have been a pretty... Yes,
40,000.
Yeah, there weren't that many when it left. Anyway, I Port are very ordinary.
Yeah, no, they were. They were. Just quickly, going on a few of the AFL umpires... I mean,
are there any
boundary throw-ins? They can't throw the ball in anymore either.
Perhaps they're using the Brosolite kids, are they?
Centre bounces. Let's throw the ball. Oh. How many recalls do we have? The goal square. Let's get rid of it.
What a joke!
You just
that
run
is.
In and out of that like it's
yeah.
You know.
And what amazes me though that you run out of it and you're allowed to run another 50 meters.
Oh. And I had, on Saturday night, I had Peter Mitchell there, as I said. He came over from Rickaby. And we were watching the umpires quite, you know, he brought it to my attention. They were just about falling over each other. No ball. Oh. They were like a metre away from each other. Three or four times, they didn't know who had it. You could tell oh, shit, has he got it or has he got it? And a couple, twice, was a double whistle. And that's the biggest no-no in umpiring is a double whistle.
Well, the thing is that there's no need to ever have introduced four umpires.
Don't need them.
And secondly, it only adds confusion because, as I think we've discussed on the show, it's bad enough to get consistency, good or bad, with two, let alone three, let alone four.
Yeah.
And just to tap everything else off, it hasn't improved the standard at all.
No way. No,
so
because you've got four different people with different ideas of, you know, what should happen.
And there's a very, I mean, I know it's a unique, rare, strange game, Aussie rules football, and always has been.
Yep.
But there's a very good comment, particularly now that we're so aware of concussion and head injuries and high tackles, there's been a very good point made that how can we allow people any longer, I know it's spectacular, to go up people's backs with their knees in the back of their head and take screamers, not being high contact.
Know. Well, you can't. I don't think you ever take that out of the game.
Well, so you've got to.
Yeah. Well, they won't. That won't happen.
What's going to happen when it happens one day, and the knee in the back of the head creates a concussion for the bloke who's been?
I'm sure it has. It probably has. Probably happened this year.
It's got to go, Phil. Got to go.
What do you think of the 3-week suspension at this stage?
Oh.
He is going to appeal it on Alia.
Well,
he was the recipient of the tackle. Jack Higgins is the
tackler. Bearing in mind that, of course, I've only ever seen it on replay because I wasn't
right
there.
Right in front of us.
However, I can't. I'm against the suspension on the grounds that Alia was actually in the process of
he had a kick
kicking
at it.
Ball and off balance. And, you know, I mean, even if you say, right, we're trying to cover ourselves, give him one game. But three games, all I'll say is that, to me, I believe that Alia contributed to that situation.
I think that's what they're going to argue at the tribunal. It's going to be a, you know, he's going to appeal it.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll get move on. Quickly, Rick, 7 out of 9 for me. Pardon me.
Is that all?
8 out of 9 for you. I am now 5 behind.
You are.
Early days.
Early days. Right, well, we'd better go through this week's tips because I reckon I am going to get so far ahead this week it doesn't matter.
Oh, here we are down here.
Yeah, right, here we
Adelaide.
Adelaide applying Port Adelaide. I'm going for Adelaide.
I'm going for Port, but with no real confidence, I've got to admit, Rick.
Well, I think, but you know...
Rosie, Aaliyah and Powell Pepper out.
Oh, what big about, outs. Hang on, you've forgotten the major one.
Who?
The Ruckman.
Oh, yeah, Soldo. Yeah, he's out again. I mean, that was from this week, I mean. Yeah, and Soldo's still out.
But the fact is that one of the few things, the Crows rucking isn't too bad, and I think they're going to miss Soldo. Anyway, Mighty Crows. Did you ever hear that before?
The Mighty Crows. Can't pick them. Okay, we're going to a good game here. Carlton and Collingwood, Rick.
Oh, no. Carlton easy.
Collingwood for me.
Well, there's two you down.
Could be. Sydney and the Giants.
I'm going Giants.
3 down. Sydney for me.
All right.
Here we go. St Kilda and North Melbourne.
Oh, what a humdinger that'll be. Yeah. Hey, that really will be. Well, St Kilda will win only by default because North Melbourne are a joke.
Yeah, and we were terrible, but St Kilda were worse. That's right. And that's how we won the game.
And the reality is that I don't know what you do with North Melbourne.
No, I'm not sure either.
I mean, bear in mind that they supposedly virtually got the coach of the century.
Oh, and he's not playing though, is he?
No, but the reality is that, and I've actually written it up in my column this week, the discussion of is it the players or is it the coach that makes a successful side? And the argument is you've got a bloke who's won 4 premierships at Hawthorn and North Melbourne can't get a it's the players.
Of course, you've got to have the cattle.
If you've got no cattle,
I could have coached Hawthorn to 3 or 4 premierships back in the 80s.
Absolutely agree.
Melbourne and Geelong.
Oh, Geelong comfortably.
Melbourne for me.
Oh, you are joking.
West Coast and Essendon. This is your old side, West Coast.
They're playing at in Perth.
In Perth.
Well, I'm going to go Essendon, but...
Essendon for me. You only need an Essendon or West Coast. We don't
There's
need
no
to...
need to get... So...
Richmond and Frio.
Oh, Frio.
Frio for me. Yeah. Not a bad side.
There.
Bulldogs and Hawthorn.
I'm going Hawthorn.
Is that Dinkum? We're about 5 different this week. I'm going Bulldogs.
You went for them last week. They lost, didn't they?
Yes.
That puts you another one.
Oh, I'm going to be in front after this. I'm getting excited now this week. Brisbane and Gold Coast.
I'm going Gold Coast.
Brisbane. We're 6 different. 6 different listeners. How's that? I could be 1 in front after this
weekend. You could
go from
5 down to 1 up.
1 up.
It won't happen, different. But there you go. It's a very interesting round.
It is. I mean, honestly, there's 50-50s in there.
There are, but I do think that I think Gold Coast are the surprise packet. And, of course, they've got...
Brisbane are struggling.
They are. But, of course, we're tending to forget that Gold Coast have got a very experienced coach. Having just said it's the players, they aren't the least talented side going around.
No. They're not a bad side. I think
Hardwick has actually got them together. So there you go. Yep. I reckon they'll win a few games.
There we go.
So, but hang on, that all fails into insignificance compared to...
I know where you're going here. I'm that excited today.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Pakistan, here we come.
The coach of the Pakistan test team.
I hope he takes them as well as he did to what are they called? Redbacks. They were Redbacks. Now they're just Saka, aren't they?
Well, I mean, he had such an influence on
the
Sakas.
He ripped them apart, didn't he? quickly, I am going to mention my old team, Gummaraka. They're a couple from a couple.
The Gummies?
Yep. Won by about 12 goals. Little nephew. Big bag of 7 on the weekend.
Oh.
5 in the last quarter. I told him umpires votes for sure.
Absolutely.
You got to be impressive in the last quarter to get the umpires votes.
Absolutely.
So bag 5 in the last.
Now, we are running out of time. And just before I get to the joke, which we'll have this week, a very quick mention. Rory Sloane retired today.
Yes, I meant to mention that.
And I think that's a very wise move.
You've
only got one set of eyes.
I wonder whether you'll play anything like...
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, you might as well play AFL if you're going to play play amateur league or whatever. Exactly. You know.
So anyway, folks, here's the joke, particularly probably quite, you know, the right thing to do, considering we've just celebrated or respected the Anzac weekend. The ground announcer before the game. Today's game is being televised and sent to our soldiers overseas, which is the government's way of saying that the people back home are not having such a good time either.
Oh, here we go.
So, there's no need to make comment.
I didn't say anything.
All right, folks, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.